Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Swing for the fences with the Fence Authority. They've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost 3 decades. With 4 stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as 1, 2, 3. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
We welcome in James Hammond, the Insiders. James, I was kind of commenting on how I feel like Joe Dumars might move a little funny, might be a little sneaky with some of his moves. And then Casey reminded me, yeah, they're all sneaky. Like this is just kind of how the game works. Whether you're an executive or a coach or whatever, it's just kind of the name of the game.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of the name of the game, but I mean, not every team does all of their transactions in the public view.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think that the Kings under the current regime have always been like out front and want their name in the media the entire time, which I've never quite understood, because it puts your players under a tremendous amount of stress. It puts your coach under a tremendous amount of stress to deal with players that are stressing out. And there's a human element that gets missed a lot by certain people. And, you know, players, impacted. Their families are impacted by trade rumors, by everything else that's floating out there. And I don't think it's always the best to have your name attached to every single potential transaction that there is on the market. And that's kind of how the Kings have, you know, they don't work in incognito mode.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, that's got nothing to do with tonight.
So. And it's also, I think a lot of the times the Kings do that too, but a lot of times we've seen them use this leverage because we know people believe anything attached to Sacramento.
That's true. 'Cause we're idiots here. So, yeah. We believe that Jeremy Lamb is running the organization. How you feeling, Hammer?
I never said that.
No, you absolutely did not. How you feeling about tonight's game? Vibe check for James Hamm headed into the play-in game tonight.
Like, look, the Kings are the better team. They're the better team today.
I agree.
So whether that equates to them winning, like, who knows? Like, this team... anyone who thinks that they've got a read on this team is totally wrong. You know, like you think you do, and then they just have a way of either letting you down or blowing you away by their performance. And, so I'm going to sit back. I'm going to set up my 6 quick thoughts and I'm going to enjoy a basketball game and I'm going to enjoy it with the understanding that there's a, I don't know, 43% chance that it'll be the last Kings basketball game that I watch this year or this season. But with an understanding also that they have the opportunity to not only win this game, but potentially another game and extend their season by another 4, 5, 6 games. So, yeah, I think this is an interesting place to be, but I'm kind of over and done with worrying about whether this team is, you know, is going to do something special or not, because there's no guessing what they would do anyways.
Right.
You know, so I'm just going to try to sit back and enjoy this one as what could be the last game of the season. And if it's not, I'll walk into Friday night feeling the same way. And if that's not it, then maybe I get
James
four,
has
five,
got
six,
him getting swept
more.
Against Oklahoma City.
Yeah. Yeah.
What I know there hasn't been a lot of really good teams here in Sacramento in general or during your 10 years covering this team, but is there a team that has had these types of roller coaster moments since you've been covering this team? Like, is there any season that compares to this at all?
Yeah, I think the only season that compares where you felt like they had the talent to compete and to make a playoff run was Dave Yeager's first year when they traded DeMarcus and Rudy Gay got hurt and, you know, they traded Omri Caspi and waived Matt Barnes and they went from, you know, a team that was sitting in the eighth seed at All-Star week, at the All-Star game to a team that, you know, quickly fell out of it. It was a season that had so much built up like promise that fell apart so quickly. And you know, the major transaction in the middle of the season, that's what kind of reminds me of this, but also the expectations. I think that team had expectations and so did this one and they didn't live up to it and neither has this one. That doesn't mean the Kings won't find a way to turn this thing around, but we've been waiting 82 games for them to turn this thing around. And here we are at a play-in game. So
you could argue we've been waiting 164. Mm. Going back to last year, it feels a lot like last year. We kept, and you know, this year is a lot different because last year there wasn't as I think James and I would both say there weren't four or five seasons in one last year. It was just one season where they just couldn't quite hit the gas. And this year, all right, we're making a change. All right, let's go, Doug. Everybody rallying around Doug. Well, hang on. We're going to make another change. Oh, okay. Well, that's a big change. Okay, everybody, let's rally around Zach. Well, wait a second. It's the trade deadline. We got a couple more changes we got to make. And, you know, now we're, you know, fixing airplanes in the air, as Doug Christie points out pretty regularly. But I don't know if the plane is fixed or not. But this is the point where we said with DC when he first used that analogy is, hey, I love you, brother, but at some point you got to land this plane. You got to land it safely.
Yeah.
And we're kind of entering the descent right here where you've got to get this plane on the ground and determine what you can do. And if not, you know, there's no telling what could happen. You know, I think one thing we didn't talk about today, we're all focused on the game. We're all focused on winning. One thing we haven't talked about yet is what could happen tomorrow if they lose. I mean, it's Wednesday. We got two business days. Not that business is only conducted on weekdays, but like, we could see some major changes over the course of the next 48 hours if things go bad tonight, Hammer.
Yeah, I kind of feel like, I don't know, I'll bring up a movie reference, but I doubt you guys have seen it. The second Indiana Jones, The Temple of Doom.
Ask me if I've seen the first one.
Have you seen the first one?
No. I have not.
The second one, he's in a plane and they're flying. He's supposed to fly somewhere and he wakes up and the pilots are gone, right? They've already grabbed parachutes and jumped out and the plane is careening towards a mountain that's going to cause it to explode. And him and Kate Capshaw and Short Round, they all jump into a giant blow up raft and jump out of the plane. And they float down, they land on snow, it flies off a cliff, they go off waterfall, they land into a stream, and they float up to an Indian village that is being pillaged by bad people. Oh. And that's where I kind of feel like we all are. We're like, Doug's been trying to fix his plane in the air, and most of us, we jumped out on that raft. We're floating downstream somewhere else, wondering what in the world is going to happen.
Is Doug about to crash into a mountain?
Oh, no.
Like, what? What happens to Doug in this scenario?
It's very possible that Doug jumped out of the plane with us, but we'll find out here. We'll find that's out
not,
here soon.
That's not Doug's style. He's just going to crash into the side of the mountain. It's like, hey, did what I could.
Hey, yeah.
Did
yeah,
what
yeah.
I could. Do you have a player like we, this has been a lengthy discussion here today. You and KC talked, or we talked earlier this week about the most important player, and we talked about the aggressive Zach LaVine and how important that is for this team. But is there a player on the Sacramento Kings that has a lot of pressure on them?
I don't know. I would for tonight. Yeah, I would say it's Domas.
That felt like the easiest one to go to because he's the one on the graphic and he's the one who's getting paired against Anthony Davis in the 1v1 matchup, and that's where we landed.
Well, that, and he's also the one that, you know, whether it's him or it's people around him, have quietly let it known that, like, look, if this thing isn't figured out, that he would like to be the next one to go. Like, so, you know, this is a game where you're walking in as the most talented team. You've got matchup advantages at almost every position. The next game is, again, you should be a team that I believe at this point would probably be favored over the Memphis Grizzlies. Like, if you want to be that team, you want to be, you know, that franchise, and you want to be that player, I do believe this is a moment where, you know, Domas has to be great and has to lead his team to victory. And that's not easy because I do think you have forces on this team that are pulling different directions and haven't bought in fully to the fact that the easiest pathway forward for the Sacramento Kings is directly through Domantas Sabonis. But if you can get everybody on the same page for a game and then maybe another game, then you're going to have, you know, another 7-game series to worry about. And that's where I kind of land. I think the Kings do have a ton of talent. I do think that they've got pieces that, if they're used correctly and if they buy into their roles, can be impactful and good. And so I think we're just going to have to wait and see what team shows up out on the court. Is it the team that pulls different directions the entire game and fights for whose turn it is? Or is it the team that embraces just sort of like this, I don't know, this really good style of basketball that works and is functional and everyone touches the ball and everybody moves the ball and everybody's playing for each other? And we've seen it. We saw it, you know, a week and a half ago with the wins over Cleveland and Detroit, but then it just goes away. And I don't know why that is, but that's the only path forward for this team. And I think it's on Domas to have his voice heard and to be the noisiest voice in the room and demand that this team follow his lead, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, man. He's if he's everything I told you guys earlier, if he's everything that we've been saying he is for the past 2-3 years, they don't lose this game against this Mavericks team tonight with your season on the line. And that's part of the role and the responsibility that he has, being, you know, an all NBA guy that we expect him to be, having the resume that he has, having the contract that he has. That's part of the game. And like I said, if it doesn't work out tonight, I know me personally, I ain't trying to hear about no other forces. Like, you're supposed to be that dude. So bring this team home. And that's what I'm looking for tonight.
Yeah, and like, when I say that, I'm not putting it all on him, because I do know that there are ways in which this team doesn't function right and it's not his fault. But I do think that the pathway forward has to be through him. And again, I think he is an all NBA player. I think he is every bit. I think he's a Hall of Fame player. And he needs to show up and you know, and rally the troops around himself, you know, be the leader that he can be and that he has been in the past. I think it's really interesting. Like, I don't know what to expect from this game because, again, this team is so all over the board, but I do know what I expected last year during the playing game, and that was for De'Aaron Fox to show up and just be incredible, just like he was the previous playoff series before he broke his finger. And he was still really good this season before, even with the broken finger, you know, in the playoffs. That ingredient is, you know, I knew exactly who De'Aaron Fox was in the play-in or in the playoffs. And it happens so quickly where you're like, oh, man, he gets it. He gets the magnitude of the moment. And with this team, we don't know yet because I haven't seen DeMar. I haven't seen Zach LaVine up close and personal where you've watched somebody for a long stretch of the season as a person that covers a team. And then see what they look like when the bright lights are on and whether they show up or they wilt or whether they do things that hurt their team or help their team. And so I'm kind of intrigued by that aspect of it.
Go ahead. There you go.
No, we have talked about, you know, we've looked at the different box scores throughout the season. It's 3-0 for the Dallas Mavericks, 3-0 for the Sacramento Kings against the Dallas Mavericks. This year we found, you know, the first game, which was the second of Doug Christie's career, the start of that 7-game winning streak. That was against Dallas. They were down 18 in that one. They came back to win. I think it was by 10. But there was no Luka. There was no Kyrie. And obviously Anthony Davis wasn't there yet, but they had a lot of role play. Spencer Dinwiddie played really, really well in that game. PJ Washington played really well in that game. And they had guys here and there who made contributions that made that game difficult for Sacramento. Again, they ultimately walked away with the win. I think it was a double-digit win. But we also know there was the DeMar DeRozan game. That was against Dallas. That DeMar, and I think that one went to overtime, and Malik in overtime willed that game to Sacramento. They blew him out the final time that Kyrie tore his ACL. Point in all that, Hammer, being is they have guys who have the ability to step up for them and contribute against this Sacramento Kings team. I'm leaning heavy on the starters tonight, but I do think we need something from either Trey or Devin, or, you know, I don't know what Jonas Valanciunas' minutes are going to look like. I feel like they're going to be there. I think we need something from one of those three guys to really, like, if one of those three guys does something that we remember, I think the Sacramento Kings won this game.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, it is all hands on deck, but you're probably right. If I would say if the starters played 42 minutes tonight and there was, like, I don't know, was that leave, like 30 minutes total between the other players, I wouldn't be shocked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I think, you know, we could see a few minutes from Devin Carter. But again, Devin's sort of specialty so far has been to be really good defensively. And I don't know that there's one player on that team that scares you. You know, like, individually, they all at this point look like role players except for AD. Mm-hmm. And even AD is a role player in a different way. He's somebody who needs somebody to set him up who, you know, is better when he's in, you know, when he's the second best player. And that's kind of the way he's developed throughout his career. But, you know, you look at their other two bigs and they're like pick and roll specialists or rim runners in Lively and Gafford. You look at PJ Washington, and anytime we've ever seen PJ Washington tear up the Kings, it's in a pick and roll situation where he picks and pops and then he torches the Kings because they're all so focused on Kyrie or Luka going downhill and he's left alone. I don't think that there's one player, even Clay, who just creates like a lot for himself, except for maybe Spencer Dinwiddie. And so I'm intrigued to see what this team looks like, because the Kings are a team we can say that they don't have a true point guard, but I mean, that's discrediting the fact that Domantas Sabonis averaged over 6 assists a game this year and over 8 a game last year. I mean, Domas is as close as you can get to a point guard. Well, Dallas doesn't have that. And the players that they have, most of them are put in place to sort of support Luka or to support Kyrie. And neither one of those guys are there. So, you know, it really does kind of put them in a weird situation where they just have to scrap a lot of who they are and what they do. And that's where I think the Kings have an advantage. So I would agree. The Kings need something. And I would say also, Trey Lyles has been really good lately. He's played a lot of minutes. but I think he's stepped up late in the season when the Kings needed him to, whether it's, you know, due to injury to Domas or due to injury to Keegan Murray. He's been really good. He's, you know, played 39 minutes a couple of times, 40 minutes. But he's also, he's been able to hit his threes, been able to kind of give you that extra boost. He's a guy that I would kind of circle that, you know, if you are going to get some sort of bench production, it would be him. And he really does, you know, fit as far as like a defender against some of the players on this team, especially a guy like PJ Washington.
You know, one of the guys that is kind of a guy that can swing the game a little bit in the favor of the Kings or the opposite way that we haven't talked about much is Keegan Murray. And I think back to the play-in games last year. Keegan was fantastic, one of the best games of his career in the game against the Warriors, and then went into New Orleans and was completely non-existent. And I think he doesn't have to have – I think he had 32 in that Warriors game. He doesn't have to have 32. But if he's playing good basketball and he's playing good two-way basketball, knocking down shots, being aggressive, getting out in transition, that's an element that I think along with Sabonis, LaVine, DeRozan, that might be too much for this Mavericks team to handle if you got a good Keegan Murray. If you get the Keegan Murray where he's just kind of just waiting around and not being aggressive and not being assertive, that could spell trouble for the Kings. So I think he's a bit of an X factor for this game tonight for the Kings.
No, I totally agree, because I think the other thing with Keegan is if he's really good and he's really good at the power forward position, the last thing you want to do is have AD chasing him around. And I don't think Lively or Gafford can stick with Keegan on the perimeter. And so that's a problem for them. So I could see them going small, shifting AD back to the five, using PJ Washington at the four to defend and play against Keegan Murray, and then them having to go small because of that. So I definitely think Keegan can be a major, major piece to this. And like, look, people saying I'm underestimating some of the Dallas Mavericks players. Like, I don't think the Dallas Mavericks players are bad players. I just think that most of them are very specific role players to play alongside very specific star level players. And when you take away the two star players, those role players look completely different. And that's why this team has not found good, has not found success in the post, you know, trade. And it, since the deadline, it's why they've been all over the board. And you could say the same thing. Both teams, I think, are 6-9 in their last 15, something like that. But just the way that they've been able to do that, you know, like Dallas doesn't have a win against a good team. There might be a win out of those six that's against a solid team, but nothing like what the Kings faced down the stretch. The Kings just had a much more difficult schedule. And if you back all the way up to the trade deadline, the Kings have been a much better team. And, you know, it's pretty jarring to see how bad the Dallas Mavericks have been. Even over their last 15, they're like, their net rating is like a net.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
-7.2. They're just not a good team. And they're not able to stop anybody, but also their offensive rating is down around like 110. Mm. They're not good offensively at all. And it's because they don't have a point guard. Mm. So that doesn't mean that, you know, Spencer Dinwiddie can't come in here and bust them up like he has done in the past, but it's a lot different when Spencer's the third guy or the second guy on the court, you know, when he's allowed to come in and play like the Malik Monk role. Versus when he's got to be Kyrie. It's just totally different. So now the Kings can, you know, if he does get hot, they can shift, you know, either Keegan or Keon Ellis over to him and try to slow him down. They can shift Devin Carter over to him. And we're talking about a player who, you know, averages in double figures, but this isn't like a 20-something point per game guy. He just happens to have a couple of big games against the Kings during his career. It's just, for me, the way that the Mavs have beat the Kings in the past is very specific, and it's predicated on like really high level pick and roll play with their big men either dunking at the rim or the superstar scoring on some crazy bucket or PJ Washington hitting wide open threes. And all of those players, your rim runners got to the rim because they were in a two-man game with Luka or Kyrie, and PJ Washington was left alone because everybody got sucked into the middle of the key trying to slow down Luka or Kyrie. Those guys just aren't there, and it makes this team a lot different.
All right, we'll come back. We got a few more minutes with James Hamm before we send him off to the Golden 1 Center. We'll get you ready for that game tonight here at Steelin' with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. All right, back here with James Hamm for a few more minutes before he gets on the road and heads out to the Golden One Center at the Sacramento Kings. Is it their last game of the season? Is it just the last home game of the season?
Man,
or is this the start of the greatest postseason run in history, and the Sacramento Kings' first title is just 3 short months away?
I like that one.
Two short months away.
Let's go with that
April,
one.
May, June. Yeah, 2 short months away.
Yeah.
Longest postseason in sports. We talked a little bit how tomorrow could be an eventful day. We really don't know what tomorrow will bring if the Sacramento Kings come up short tonight. But one thing you said earlier, Hammer, you actually said it to start this conversation, is the Sacramento Kings are a better basketball team right now. And that's the thing that keeps sticking with me is, you know, I can't shake the feeling that if the Kings drop this tonight, it would be a bad loss. I mean, I know it's not a loss to the Clippers. It's not a loss to a team that's 1-8 straight. It's a loss to a team that it really does seem like you're better than right now.
Yeah, I think that that's a beauty of the play-in, right? That you should, we saw it yesterday where Atlanta just got, you know, just got crushed by Orlando. I think the best team advanced. We saw yesterday where the Golden State Warriors held on against a Memphis Grizzlies team that, you know, again, the Warriors did exactly what they always do. They got a big lead and then blew the big lead and then figured out a way to hold on. But they're still the better team moving forward. And I think when it comes to the play-in, it really does depend on who is the best team today, who is the best team, you know, over the course of maybe 6 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it might be, and who's playing better. And for me, the Kings, while they've had a bunch of ups and downs, they're playing better basketball right now than the Dallas Mavericks. And I'd say the same thing about the Memphis Grizzlies. The Kings are playing better basketball than the Memphis Grizzlies right now. And it can be frustrating. And, you know, we focus on the minutiae here because that's what we do when you have, you know, daily radio shows, but that doesn't change the fact that this team is playing better. We can pan back, you know, to the All-Star break. You can pan back to like different points in the season. But I think when it comes down to it, the Kings are playing some of their best basketball right now that they have in a while, with some really good wins and some really tough but highly competitive losses. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you get a game like what we saw when the Kings went in and lost to Denver, or they lost to the Clippers, if they play at that level tonight, they'll beat the Dallas Mavericks. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't have to be the effort that we saw against the Cavs or the Pistons. The Kings are a team that when they actually show up and are, you know, locked in, they are a good basketball team. They just haven't done it enough. They're not, you know, there's a complacency to this team that I don't think I'll ever understand. But at this point, we've gotten to, you know, this deep in the year where there is no more time for complacency. There's no more time to like overlook somebody or anything else. And if for some reason the Kings were overlooking the Dallas Mavericks tonight and just thinking they're going to walk in and beat them, that would be ludicrous to me. But then again, so was losing to Washington, you know, 2.5 weeks ago, whatever that was.
And you know, this doesn't mean anything in the grand scheme of things, but sometimes we're close to everything. And we know the ins and outs of this team, and it benefits us in a major way. Other times, we're too close to it, right? We look at Orlando, Atlanta. Yeah, Orlando's going to beat Atlanta. Like, they should handle them. Look at Chicago and Miami. Yeah, Chicago should win tonight. You know, and if we were in Milwaukee and talking about Kings, Mavericks, yeah, the Kings probably should win. They're not a great team, but they should win that game tonight. And that's what it is. They should handle business tonight, win this game, and give them an opportunity on Friday to go into the postseason. But here's where it does help us. We are close. We have seen this team fall on their face a few different times, and that's what gives us a little pause to say, hey, anything could happen with this particular group because you never know how they're going to come out to play from game to game. But much like both of you guys have said, they're the better team right now, and I said it earlier, if they play their A game and the Mavericks play their A game, the Kings' A game should be better. They should win.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I agree with that statement 100%. I just think right now the Kings are a better team. And, you know, like talent-wise, fit-wise, positional, like almost any metric, they're just the better team right now. Look at the last 15 games. They're the better team. Now, again, if they somehow survive this, I kind of have the same exact feeling about them against Memphis. Like Memphis is a team that's in turmoil, just like the Dallas Mavericks. And it feels like this is a weird sort of season for turmoil. You know, like I think the Denver Nuggets right now are still like in major turmoil after the firing of Michael Malone. I think that, you know, Dallas is in turmoil with their general manager for some reason going out and opening his mouth at all. Like, what are you thinking? Like, why would you?
Before your season is over.
Once again, like before an exit interview before
your playing game.
Yeah, I mean, it's realistically, it's like, hey, I'm not quite dead yet. Like, why are you talking? Why are you talking? It's such a distraction. And, you know, I'm sure he'll be in the building tonight. It's like, why? Why are you opening your mouth?
Ask him.
And, yeah, well, if we get that opportunity.
Nico, shut the hell up. Know each
other. I know we don't know each other, but why? Why are you talking?
Why are you doing this to yourself?
Yeah, it doesn't really make any sense. It's such a distraction. But, again, look at Memphis. Memphis is in such turmoil. Like, and it just feels like there's so many teams around the league that this late in the season are still like stuck that have like self-inflicted wounds that are, you know, they force themselves into some chaotic moment. And, you know, God bless Monty McNair for, you know, not having a press conference the day before the Kings have a play-in game, like to what address why you traded De'Aaron Fox 3 months ago, 2 months ago, whatever it is now. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, why some of these teams are getting in their own way. And I think it's part of the reason why I feel like the Kings at least have like a puncher's chance of making it to the playoffs.
And who would have thought Mavericks trade Luka, Denver fires their coach, Memphis fires their Kings are the most normal team in the damn postseason.
In the play-in, at least, yeah.
Well, certainly the play-in.
At least the West Coast play-in.
And we don't have Draymond, so well, we automatically beat the Warriors in that sense. We don't have Draymond, so our normalcy factor, you know, is
off
is
the stronger. Charts.
Yeah, it's stronger.
Well, hey, I'm just glad the Kings aren't playing them again. I did not want to see another Kings-Warriors matchup. Like, I don't care. I'm so over it.
We all are. We're convinced the league would have pushed the game back a week just to build the drama.
What was the scenario last season where they, like, you combine the playoffs, preseason, and regular season, and they played like 15 times in like 26 games or something?
Yeah, it was like 9 out of 13 games or something. They played the Warriors 3 times in the first like 9 games, and then on top of that, they played them twice in the preseason. And then they ended the season with the Warriors before they had the 7-game playoff series against
them. That's right.
So maybe you're right. Maybe it was like 13 or 11 out of like 15 games or something. You just got so done with it and so done with like having to drive down and then the game's here and, you know, all of the same media members like saying hello to all your friends again and again. Like, yeah, just weird.
Before we let you go, Hammer. We were talking about the Warriors. It was a hot topic of conversation earlier. Who do you have in that series? The Rockets or the Warriors? Your early pick for that series.
Man, it's tough, but I'm going Golden State.
Okay. Yeah, me and you. Yeah. I think me and you are Warriors. Casey and Casey's leaning towards the Rockets. Jesse's
demolition
going to the Rockets.
And the Legion of Doom.
You remember at the beginning of the season when I told you guys that the Rockets were the most talented team in the NBA, like with the most young and talented team in the NBA, and here they are, the number 2 seed in the Western Conference. That doesn't mean they're going to win.
Mm. What is swaying you from them? Because like you were all about them to start the season, and you're right, here they are as the 2 seed. Why wouldn't you pick them against Golden State?
It's just a youth factor. They haven't been there.
Hmm.
They just haven't been there, and the NBA playoffs is so specific. I mean, very seldom does a team just go race right to the top. And, you know, like Indiana making to the Eastern Conference Finals last year, that was just an anomaly. Now, if they made it this year, I mean, I would still think it was an anomaly because of the two teams that are at the top, but it wouldn't be as shocking. Houston just hasn't been there before, and I don't care how many of their players have been to the playoffs. The majority of the players who are playing rotational minutes have not.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're not going to know what to do and when the bright lights are on and when the timeouts are like 2 minutes longer and you have all this nervous energy and stuff. It's just a different ball game.
All right, Hammer, get out of here, man. You got a long drive ahead. We'll see you in a little bit at the Golden One Center.
See you guys.
All right, Hammer.
It's our man James Hamm with his game attire on. He's got the nice sweater and the button down. He's ready to handle business tonight.
He's ready to go.
Big game, James.
You know, I don't think this amounts to anything because the guy is going to play. But Anthony Davis is probable with a left abductor strain.
That's what he's dealt with
the entire time?
Yeah, I think so.
On the injury report, though, is probable.
That's fine.
I think he's in, like he's playing. So
I'm like Mercury Morris. Call me when he's out. Paraphrase Mercury Morris. Call me when he's out. Even at that, like if I told you right now Anthony Davis was out, is any Kings fan going, "Woo! Thank God!"
I'd probably be more stressed.
No, because we've lived this life.
I'd be more stressed.
We have lived.
Maybe he didn't play.
We have seen this same tired ass movie over and over and over and over again. But here we are. We said it to start the show. Not ready for this season to end. Despite the fact I might have said that a week ago. Week and a half, whenever that Wizards game was. They're here.
They're here, man.
You got a chance to extend the postseason. Selfishly, one, I'm about content. Get more content out of this. Mm-hmm. Selfishly, though. I'm so fascinated by the dialogue by fans, media, and the approach of the team. If somehow the Kings do win tonight and manage to beat the Memphis Grizzlies, and at 40-42, 8 games worse than 2 years ago, 6 games worse than last year, you wind up in the same exact spot you were against the Golden State Warriors, you're in a first-round playoff series against the Oklahoma City Thunder. I'm so fascinated by what could happen in that regard. What's that do for Doug? What's it do for Monty? Yeah. Is this the clarity that Domas needed? Like, what is it? What does it all mean if they wind up at 40-42, getting to a playoff series? And whatever happens in the series, I don't care.
Yeah.
But what happens to just get there?
It is an interesting
on NBA TV
subplot. For, you know, the reaction to everybody, like I said, the decision makers and the fans. I know for me personally, I would look at it as really good job. You made the playoffs. Feel good about that. You still got some things you got to handle in the offseason. That doesn't take that away. Yeah. But good job being able to bounce back. Like there is a positive aspect to being able to get into the postseason. Good job, Doug Christie, you know, getting these guys together. Mm-hmm. Good job on you players with a tumultuous season that took so many twists and turns. You were still able to stay focused and reach one of your goals. Mm-hmm. So salute to you. Like I said, still have things that you got to handle in the offseason, decisions that have to be made. That doesn't go away just because you made the playoffs. But I would celebrate that from this group. Mm-hmm. That would be something that would be a positive from this group. And I wouldn't worry much about that win-loss record because seasons have different stories.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes 40-42 is a disaster. Sometimes you're able to swing that into getting into the playoffs. Sometimes 46 wins keeps you out of the playoffs.
That's right. Yeah.
And nobody's happy about that. So, that's how I would feel. But I do agree with you. It'd be interesting to see how everybody else would react to those scenario.
Playoffs makes it a lot easier for the next GM to keep Doug around.
the way he said that was pretty smooth.
No, that's funny.
Doug Christie can get this team to the playoffs. Like, I think that means something.
David Griffin, so keep him around.
Not Griff, like I said, the next guy.
Oh. I wonder who the general manager of this team would be. Who wants it? Like, would that general manager job be appealing to someone?
How appealing is taking over a team that got to the playoffs?
Like, well, there's
that. There's something to build off of?
Yeah, there's that.
That's the way you'd look at it if you're hoping.
Well, you got to deal with Domas's clarity issues.
Yeah.
If he has them, like, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't have clarity issues if they get to the playoffs. I don't know.
If they get to the playoffs, yeah, there should be no
clarity issues. And what about DeMar? Like, if you – again, like, if you get there, are we still trading DeMar DeRozan? Because we said yesterday or earlier this week, it doesn't feel like if, it feels like when.
I think they are. If they got to the playoffs, I would look deeper into trying to keep him around. But I think they are, mainly because I feel like that's their only realistic way of getting new people in here.
Mm-hmm.
Is with the DeMar trade.
He's the new Harrison Barnes.
Yeah.
He's the last trade you got.
Yeah.
If they get to the playoffs, then the way I see it is Doug Christie was somehow able to land this crazy-ass plane safely.
That's right, yeah.
Like, that's the way I see it.
That's the biggest takeaway.
I put it on Doug if they get to the playoffs.
That's the biggest takeaway.
And there's – and I guess these are questions we could ask at any time, but I'll just ask real quick. There's no thought to the fact that they were all on this crazy plane at one time, and they figured out how to get here. Next season, with some tweaks here and there, it could be, all right, it's not a crazy plane no more. Like, we're here, we're together, we had a training camp, we know each other as teammates, as players, we can be better.
Here, Kenny, he's setting up Run It Back.
Run It Back part two. I did say some major tweaks. I said some minor tweaks.
Okay.
But
I don't even know what that means, to be honest with you.
That's, for argument's sake, let's say DeMar doesn't go nowhere. DeMar, LaVine, and Sabonis are still here.
Yeah, but what are the tweaks?
A change for Trey Lyles. Trey Lyles maybe not here. Maybe you get, I would say a starting point guard, but I don't think people want Keon.
You're getting booed by your own producer. Look at this man in here.
So it means nothing that they went through. That's the question.
This question you're asking. That's the question I started the whole conversation with.
Jesse says no. It don't mean nothing.
At least for that, I'm not keeping that group around. Like DeMar, Zach. Like
I'm not sure that Jesse's wrong.
I'm not sure he's wrong either. But I'm just we just kind of dismissed. Like they were like Doug ended up taking
asked. So I ask you. We know what a crappy general manager you are.
A great general manager.
Well, you stormed out of the room.
This is my best deal.
I'm a fantastic general manager.
You get to the Oklahoma City series. What are you doing? What are you doing with this team? Are you confident? You know what? Starting with Charlotte. We were able to navigate the rest of the season, two play-in games, won a game against Oklahoma City, won two games against Oklahoma City, whatever makes you feel good. And, yeah, the tough part is, like, I'd feel great for Doug in that regard. Man, past that.
In all honesty, I'd probably try to figure out what, get some feelers out there for what a DeMar DeRozan trade might look like and what I could get back in that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get through Oklahoma, like Jesse said yesterday, I listen to everything. But if you get to Oklahoma City and all this, yeah, you're listening. But I don't know how aggressively I'm shopping Domas and Zach LaVine.
Well, none of this matters. They need to beat Dallas tonight.
Got to beat Dallas.
And that's all it boils down to. And you got to get through. You got to get through Anthony Davis. You got to get through Jason Kidd. And they have a group that can give you problems.
Mm-hmm.
I think this team is better I think this Sacramento Kings team is better than this Dallas Mavericks team. I also think this is a bit of an unknown because they haven't played this team with Anthony Davis. I don't care how the fans feel. I don't care how Nico feels. I feel like I know how Jason Kidd and these players feel. I don't think, to quote my partner, I don't think these guys are tired of playing with each other. I don't think Dallas is just done because Kyrie is hurt. I don't think Dallas, the players, the Mavericks, I don't think they're done because Luka Doncic is in Los Angeles as a 3 seed. Mm-hmm. I think they look at it like, hey, keep this. We could beat Sacramento. Mm-hmm. Domas is soft. They have no idea if anyone. Keegan, please. We got a couple of guys who could break Keon down defensively. They have no depth. They're confident going into tonight's game. I don't care what the fans think or what they want. I think you have a different version of this Dallas Mavericks team that's in Sacramento has played all year. And I feel like that gives a slight psychological edge to Dallas. Hmm. Now, again, I think Sacramento is better, but I think if you're going in there from a psychological standpoint, if I'm Anthony Davis, I'm going in there. They ain't seen us. Hmm. They saw me with LeBron.
Right.
They saw you with no one. They ain't seen us.
And I think they'll be looking at that. And then they'll probably looking at, hey, we can beat Sacramento. And then, man, you saw what happened with Memphis.
That's right. Everyone was watching Ja. Yeah. Everyone was watching Ja.
Let's go out here and win these two games. Like, they're gonna be ready to play tonight. Yeah. I'm pretty confident now. I'd be surprised if they weren't. They're going to come ready to play. I do think the Kings will be ready to play, and I think that Golden 1 Center crowd is going to charge some things up in there for that Kings team.
Well, like our man Edison said, don't get played out. Don't play the crowd out 6 minutes into the game.
Right.
We hope to see y'all at the Golden 1 Center. If we don't, we will see you here tomorrow. We're going to head over to 102.5 for a bit. Heat Bulls next here on Sacramento Sports Leader. We got play in action coming up on ESPN 1320.
Vamos Kings, light the beam. Come on, man.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.